The contract. The parties jointly declare that the contracting party intends to produce a performance, hereinafter referred to as the performance, as part of activities accompanying the exhibition. The artist undertakes to perform the work, hereinafter referred to as the work. The work can also be referred to as a text. Some might say that the text looks like a poem, but it will be referred to as a text. The text is the work. The work will be delivered when it is done by the artist and her body. The text is a script for a performance. The performer, hereinafter referred to as the artist, will read the text. The artist will perform the work, as in the text. She, as in the artist, becomes the text during the performance. The work, as in the text, as in the script, shall be delivered on the given date regardless of its present form. Once the text has been read out loud by the artist in front of the public, it becomes the work. The delivery of the text shall be delivered to the public. The public is not obliged to fulfill any part of this contract, but they will nevertheless be present in the room. In the unlikely event that the public does not attend, the artist will nevertheless deliver her work of art to an empty room. The room itself shall be left unaccountable for its emptiness. It will become a work of art regardless of the presence of any other in the room. The text is the work. The room is not. The acceptance of the work shall be confirmed by the museum once it has been delivered. This acceptance will be a text. This text is not the work. It is simply a formality. It is a text accepting the work. A piece of A4 paper with text on it provided by the museum. In order to realize the work, the museum is obliged to provide the artist, as in the woman, and her work, as in the text, the following items: train tickets including return, a room, a full-length mirror, a fee, feed, food, per diem, cash, possibly paper, in A4 format. These items may either be handed over to the artist in an unsealed envelope or as a digital transfer. The artist is responsible for finding out which of these methods of transfer have been used. If she cannot find an envelope in her room, she must look in the digital trash can on her desktop. If neither can be found in either container, she might have to look further. Either of these transactions cannot be ignored by the museum, but they can be gravely delayed or subject to alterations as a result of altercations and any form of force majeure such as hurricanes, malady, bugs, or floods. The contracting party, as in the museum, may withdraw from the contract at any point in time. They may contract and withdraw as they see it fit, regardless of the interest of the artist. The curator, known as neither the museum nor the artist, but something in between, will have to deliver the bad news regardless of who made the decision. If this results in disappointment or grief of the artist, her, she will have to remain accountable for her own emotions and find a discreet way to display these emotions, whether it be rage, tears, or anger, on premises found outside of the location of the museum. The institution takes no responsibility for these actions and therefore asks the artist to respect this. The curator may remain in the building regardless of the situation and emotions displayed. When the contract is terminated by the artist, that is her problem, and no fee, food, or A4 paper is anywhere to be found. Once the text has been read out loud by the artist in front of the public and has been confirmed as the work, the artist may leave the building and continue her life as herself, as the woman, rather than the artist, independent of the institution. She's then free and may start on a new work or simply take a break.
Fahrenheit is 21 Celsius. Jet-lagged and slightly bored, Donkey decides to go to a botanical garden. Donkey goes to Whole Foods instead.